East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way, not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Strikehardgear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Another 3 hours on nothing but the Malaysian airliner coverage on the Bob Tuscan Show. We will be covering every single aspect of this missing airliner. You will be guaranteed to be amazed and learn every single pointless fact you can possibly imagine about airliners and missing airliners and the possibility of this happening and the possibility of that happening. Folks, I'm not seeing anything relevant here. I'm not seeing anything truly newsworthy. We're talking about this. Meanwhile, our economy continues to be fragile as heck. They have a Federal Reserve System that continues to usurp the people. A banking system in general that is, well, fragile. And many people are suffering and they don't know what to do about it. They don't know how to protect them and their families. We're joined again tonight by Paul Victor. And we're going to talk a little bit about debt. We're going to be talking about foreclosure. We're going to be talking about a cornucopia of topics that are relevant to your life, your personal lives. Not a plane missing somewhere in the Indian Ocean, possibly, or who knows where it's at. But issues that affect you and your pocketbook. Paul, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Great to have you.
Good evening, Bob. Thank you for having me back on.
Are you sure you don't want to spend the next hour talking about the Malaysian airliner?
Well, it seems to be a mishmash of a lot of conflicting ideas and scenarios about what happened, but it comes down to it, who knows what happened?
Yeah.
No.
And really, who cares to a certain extent? I mean, don't get me wrong. People lost their lives potentially here, and it is interesting, but people are losing their houses. People are losing their ability to provide for them and their families. And that's an issue that greatly concerns me, as I know it does you as well.
Yes, and that's why we here at Zero Debt want to help you to spring into action to protect your assets, equity, cash flow, personal property, and wages in the event of unexpected difficulty in this uncertain economy. And it's getting more uncertain every day.
It sure is. What are some of the means in which you can do this and highlight for me some of the pinpoints that you want to get to on tonight's show?
Just a brief recap of what we talked about the last time I was on. The program consists of five main modules dealing with anything from unsecured debt such as credit cards, foreclosure, how you can protect yourself against a foreclosure and hold that foreclosure off for as long as possible, and the result being that's more money in your pocket than trying to struggle to continue to pay on an upside-down negative equity mortgage or investment property that's not going to benefit you in the least. So if with the use of our program, you will be exposed to some options that are available to you on how to forestall that whole process. and being giving you the ability to save your plan B. The banks hope that in the case of a default, usually in about 3 or 4 months of missed payments, sometimes cases of 2 months, they'll send you a letter of acceleration, or they'll give you a nod, okay? But I don't mean a positive shaking of the head. I mean a notice of default. And a notice of default states that you're in default and you have 30 days basically to come up with the full balance. Otherwise, foreclosure, the foreclosure process will proceed. And the bank hopes that you do nothing. They hope that you stick your head in the sand, be paralyzed by fear so that they can get a default judgment against you.
Sure.
And the result will be you'll be out of your house in 3 or 4 months.
And the fact is most people do nothing.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just recently this past weekend, I went to visit my niece who lives in Orlando, Florida. And I noticed the neighbor was packing up and moving their belongings. And I just happened to talk to them, you know, just shoot the breeze. And I found out that they got a notice of default, and they tucked tail and figured that, well, they better pack up because there's nothing they can do. And I told them, man, I wish I would have known about your situation. We could have helped you in the respect to stay in your home for as long as possible. But it, in that case, it was too late. And that's what the majority of people do. They just don't have any idea what to do, and the result is they just roll over.
Do people believe you when you tell them you can prolong the process?
Well, yes, mainly, but the issue is if the situation got to a point where it's the point of no return, that's the whole issue in, you know, in a box. I mean, if you wait too long and you don't put protections in place in the meantime, in many cases it will be too late because a lot of people wait till the very, very last minute, and that's not a good thing to do.
No. What else would you like to get into?
Well, asset protection, that is one of the first things that we encourage people to do is to go through the asset protection module. And the asset protection module will enable you to, by the use of an LLC, a limited liability company, to protect your remaining assets. For example, if you have money in a checking account or a savings account, that is the first target that a collection agency or debt collector will attempt to attack is your bank account. And if you have your assets put in a limited liability company, it's basically safe from these predator creditors that are trying to eat your lunch because an LLC divests your exclusive interest in whatever cash or assets are in that account. Thus, it separates the liability. In other words, it's not exclusively yours. So if it's not exclusively yours, it cannot be taken. But the beautiful part of this plan is using an LLC, you have full control over what goes in and out of that account. And I believe everyone needs to have an LLC. If you are facing potential problems or you're in problems right now, I think it's a great thing to have as far as asset protection.
So LLC stands for Limited Liability Corporation, right?
Yes.
And does that have to be for a corporation? Can an individual use one?
No, no. It could be for a business if you have a legitimate business and you are selling a product or providing a service to the public. It's recommended that you have a separate LLC for that business. It's a much better position to be in than having a DBA, doing business as. A DBA leaves you wide open for any creditors or predators that want to attack your business, and you would be liable, personally liable, for anything that comes down the pike. Whereas if you have your company in an LLC, you're going to get the shielding that the LLC allows. So it'll just limit your exposure to the company and not your personal assets.
I see. Well, Paul, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and continue this discussion. Paul Victor is our guest tonight. We'll take calls in the second portion of this hour with Paul. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Or get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Speaking of ZeroDebtFree.com, we're talking with Paul Victor, the founder, tonight. And, Paul, where would you like to pick it up?
Yes, okay. We were talking about the importance of having asset protection, and we like the use of an LLC. I'd like to give you a little background about an LLC. It's actually an invention of the Germans in 1892, and LLCs were being discussed in law reviews in the 50s, and it was not until Wyoming adopted its first LLC Act in 1977, and that entity found its way across the United States soon after, and virtually every state adopted their own LLC legislation. And limited liability companies are now the entity of choice for individuals and businesses seeking the ultimate in protection and privacy of assets. And I want to emphasize that it could be for individuals and businesses. So we emphasize the importance for the individual to set up an LLC. And that would be basically replacing your current checking account or savings account with a limited liability company to keep your remaining assets safe in the LLC structure in the event that you might be facing default on unsecured loans, or maybe you had a vehicle repossession and now they're coming after you for a deficiency or a foreclosure that occurred and the bank is coming after you for a deficiency due to the sale of the property that brought less than what was owed on it. So you're exposed to all these deficiencies, and an LLC will keep your remaining assets safe from any creditors that are trying to get at your bank account.
I see. What about filing bankruptcy with an LLC? Is that the appropriate action?
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, some people feel that bankruptcy is a way out for them, and in some cases, it might be. Usually, people that apply for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, if say their home is in foreclosure or they have overwhelming credit card debt and there's no equity in the home, they would try to get a Chapter 7, which is a complete wipeout. And in most cases, Chapter 7s are not granted because there is some assets that are available, such as the home, and it might be referred over to a Chapter 13, which is nothing more than a payment plan. It's an invitation for all your creditors to gang up on you at one time to get a piece of the pie. And for someone to qualify for a Chapter 7, they would really have no assets whatsoever. There's nothing for that, for anybody to take. So why do a Chapter 7 if there's nothing to take? You'd just be throwing money away.
Absolutely. Very interesting. And the LLC, or excuse me, bankruptcy for, beyond an LLC, is there ever a place for bankruptcy?
Well, you could use bankruptcy as a stalling tactic if you reach the end of the road where, say, you held your foreclosure off for 2 years or longer and it's getting down to the point where you're going to be issued a unlawful detainer. That would be an eviction notice. If you plan ahead, you can file bankruptcy to gain you another maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 months. But eventually the house will be taken out of the bankruptcy. It's called a release of stay. They will remove the house from the bankruptcy and proceed with the foreclosure. So that tactic will gain you some time. And,
right.
You know, it can be used for that purpose. But before you file for bankruptcy, the laws have changed since 1995, I believe. You have to go through credit counseling first to be able to file bankruptcy. And you could do that online. I have information if anybody is considering bankruptcy. I could send you a link that you can complete the course online. It would take you maybe a day or so, and you would have to pay like $35 for the certificate of completion, and then you present that with your bankruptcy papers in order to file bankruptcy.
Interesting. Some of this is included in your ebook, no?
Yeah, we do mention bankruptcy, and if anyone wants to call me or email me, fill out a web form, I'll be glad to send them a what's called In a Nutshell, and that describes the program with the five modules that are contained in the program, and it's a description of what each module can do for you. And also, I am offering a free ebook, and that's a collection of thoughts and articles that I have written down over the past 5 years and put it in an ebook format. And it's designed to allow people to sort of think outside the box, that there is a way out other than the conventional means of bankruptcy, credit counseling, debt consolidation, settlement, or negotiation. And all of those I just mentioned do have tax consequences, so you don't necessarily want to go in that direction. You don't want to create a tax liability and turn an unsecured debt into a secured debt. That's not a good thing to do.
No, it does not sound like it. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Paul Victor. He's the founder of a great program that we'll tell you about more in just a second. And also, I'd like to recap the zero debt system a bit because it is so important, and I hope all of our listeners take Paul up on this offer that he's providing for the Bob Tuscan listeners, which is a free ebook to educate yourself and equip yourself with the information needed to survive in these challenging times. But just to, in a nutshell, we only have a minute here before we go to our next break. Just in a couple sentences, tell me, why is it great to have an LLC for asset protection?
An LLC divests your exclusive interest in whatever cash or assets are in that entity. Okay, so it's putting a barrier between you and your assets. And it will prevent anyone that's trying to get at those assets. They're not going to be able to get them because you're divested. It's not exclusively yours. It's like having your name on a title. Say if someone wanted to take your car from you, and if you had your name on the title and, say, your cousin's name on the title, that vehicle couldn't be taken because there's another person involved that's not involved in that particular debt situation.
I see. All right, we'll take phone calls with Paul as well, 800-313-9443 if you have any questions about any of the aforementioned topics. Paul really is an expert on this stuff. He experienced much of this firsthand, which we'll tell you a little bit about as well, 800-313-9443.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstake. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
We're talking with Paul Victor. Zero Debt System is his protocol, and we will recap a little bit more about that in just a moment. We're going to take your calls, of course, at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's see here. Where do I want to go? Oh, we have a question from one of our listeners in the chat room. Wanted me to ask you if they can get out of a judgment of unsecured debt after a court order.
Okay, well, that depends on how old the judgment is and if they were served properly. In other words, before the judgment was able to be finalized, they would have to have been served by a process server or the local sheriff. In some states, I don't know what state he's in, some states, if they can't reach you by personal service, they are allowed to send the summons through the mail, something you would have to sign for, a return receipt. So it depends if he was served properly. If he wasn't served properly, that can be challenged if it's not too old.
And the statute of limitations on those?
Well, on judgments, states are different. Judgments could last 6 years, 10 years. Some states are 20 years.
Wow.
And it depends on how many judgments you have. Say if you have a whole bunch of judgments, maybe bankruptcy might not be a bad option for you to wipe those judgments out.
I see. Okay, let's take a phone call now and talk to Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Steve, it strikes me as the loan process is secondary to the bankruptcy declaration of 1933 that hypothecated everyone's body, name, property into that international mercantile law contract under admiralty equity jurisdiction, so-called law of the high seas, also known as admiralty maritime, evidenced by the fact that one's name appears in all capital letters. That's what that signifies in reality. And without anyone's informed consent, that was done. They were made a debtor to this international contract without their informed consent. So whenever any service or claim is made in one's fraudulent corporate identity name, if one knows how to attack it, it can be summarily terminated. But I have a question, because there is this thing called the Uniform Commercial Code, which Ralph on Sunday nights gets into to some significant extent. And the guy, Dave the Reamer, I think, Bob, you've interviewed him once, escape harassment. Anyway, the UCC provision regarding loans is this. Whenever the promissory note contract is created with one's autograph as a reportedly valid authorized signature or presumed valid authorized signature, the promissory note is deposited in a new account in the presumed valid contracting borrower's name as a cash deposit. Then the mortgage company, bank, credit union, et al., what do they do? They issue a bank draft or whatever, their own draft, against that new account into which the promissory note is deposited as a cash deposit. So in reality, Paul, the contracting borrowing party is the actual literal funding source. Everyone who's ever had a so-called loan funded his or her own loan by virtue of that promissory note. This is right in the Uniform Commercial Code. By the way, the same UCC, Federal Reserve Banking Regs, prohibits all ALL capitalized, all so-called loan institutions in loaning from their assets or those of their client depositors. So if you look, Paul Harvey, the rest of the story guy, had an expression, sign on the dotted line. Well, one Saturday, I got out my magnifier and I scoped out the authorized signature dotted line.
That's a show printing.
So you have a miniature dot matrix, authorized signature.
I'm sorry, hold on. What was that, Paul?
I said that's in microprint.
Microprint,
okay. Miniature dot matrix. Other people to whom I've informed on this, they did the same, and some banks use the words original document in micro dot matrix. So, in reality, what that means, according to the UCC, is one's autograph, which is our names, whether it's written or printed, our autograph on that dotted line is authorizing the creation of Federal Reserve promissory debt credit currency notes.
That's actually that. Your signature is the thing that creates the money.
That's right. The Federal Reserve it's not money, it's currency. Money would be backed up by gold or silver coin.
Yes, I stand corrected. Money is silver and gold, so that's currency. But see, we operate within the existing system. There are people that study into the UCC and how that works. I personally do not know anyone that has been successful in doing that, but I do know some people that have gotten into trouble either because they didn't understand the process, was not educated fully on it, and it seems to be a very daunting task to go that route. So we don't even go in that direction. We just use the existing laws that are on the books, and we stay within those parameters, and we try to tell people, alert people to how the system beats them up, okay? And we try to steer people in a direction on how not to be beat up by the system by using the system itself against itself.
Well, Paul, all one has to do who has a presumed valid loan contract is to go into that institution if it was done locally, or if not, a demand letter demanding the evidence of a valid contract. And even Paul, who was the guy, Alan Greenspan, 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, I think it was September 07, she asked him the mortal sin question, aren't all these loans intrinsically fraudulent? And he smirkishly chuckled and said, well, I didn't think you were going to ask that question, but since you did, here's what I'll say. It is the primary responsibility of the contracting borrower to verify the validity of the presumed valid debt obligation. Then he said, I'll say no more. So I'll leave it to you guys to figure out what Alan Greenspan meant by that. Thank you.
I think that's a rhetorical question. Let's talk to Damien now, squeezing his call. Hello, Damien.
Hey, Bob. Great show tonight. For your guest, I have a question for your guest. You had said that if you were served properly, do you have to be served personally by the process server, or how does that work?
Yeah, usually that is the process. In other words, they come up to your door and say, are you Joe Smith? Yes, okay, and they say, well, you can serve Joe.
I'm sorry for interrupting. What if it was somebody else that signed for it?
Well, who was that somebody else? Was it a family member, somebody living in the same house?
They live in the same house, but technically they don't live in the same house, if you know what I mean. The address, they don't live there.
Well, that's a touchy situation because...
Okay, if you even forget that part, as far as getting out of a judgment of that when it was about 3 months left, and this a law firm has a history of doing that because I've been looking this up, and they've had numerous complaints against them against the state right now, and I don't own anything, so they're not really going to get anything from me, but, I mean, what do you recommend short of bankruptcy? Is there anything...
Okay, so in other words, you have a situation where you have a judgment against you now?
Yeah.
Are you working? Are you employed?
Not really.
Okay, do you have any assets such as real estate?
Nope.
So you're basically uncollectible, so I wouldn't
worry
about
it. Let's get the final answer to his question when we come back. Stand by.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
About late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
All right, final segment tonight with Paul Victor on the Bob Tuscan Show. And Damien had a very good question about his own situation that I think Paul can offer some great insights on. Damien, you want to recap real quick, and then we'll let Paul give you a response.
Thanks, Bob. Basically, what it was they used up to the, I guess they realized that their statute of limitations was coming to an end on the, whoever they were collecting it on, and me, before I even decided to look into this stuff, decided to go to the court by myself. And it is very true. The one thing I did read before, that the arbiters that are there are not there for you. They're actually there for them. And they talked me into trying to work something out with them, and it ended up with me getting a judgment. So is there anything I could do about that now, short of bankruptcy? Or
no, you know, bankruptcy would only be your option. But the main question I want to ask you is, what is at risk? You don't have real estate at risk. You don't have any assets as far as I can see. You don't have wages that are at risk, risk for a wage garnishment. So you don't really have anything at risk. And you made a big mistake, a classic mistake, by entering into a settlement. You almost reached the statute of limitations, and that's what they'll do. They will make an all-out effort when that date is approaching to try to get you to agree to some kind of catch-up plan, minimum payment plan, or a repayment plan, and by doing that, it starts the clock all over again.
Well, Mr. Victor, the thing was that they were sending me the letters like this and that, and then they set the court date, so I figured it was something really kind of official, you know, something like that, so I figured I had to
go. Oh, yeah, it is official, and in our program, we have the information that will show you how to respond when you get those letters. Okay. And you need to respond. A lot of people do not respond, and that's what they bank on, non-response, and they'll get a default judgment against you.
Yeah, and you know what? While I was in that courtroom, there was a couple people, and I couldn't believe that there was somebody, a lawyer in there. He was bragging about how much default he had that day, and I was like, this is so disgusting.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, out of a day's work in court, say there's 50 credit lawsuits, maybe one out of 50 will have an opposition. And to these attorneys, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
I saw it firsthand.
Yes, and this is one of the things that the program will educate you as to what happens every step of the way in a default situation and what you need to do to respond and keep these predators at bay. You need to challenge it. You could have sent a validation of debt letter to them in response. By doing that, that's putting them on the defensive. They have to prove that you owe them the debt. And they can't do that because they're a third-party debt collector.
Right. Well, I guess you live and you learn, right?
Yes. Well, something you might want to keep in mind, we were talking about LLCs, and you seem to have reached the bottom. But, you know, all's not lost. I mean, life goes on. In the future, you will probably get back on track and start earning money, but do it the right way this time. Use LLCs to separate your liability. Don't buy anything in your name anymore. Use an LLC. Your bank accounts, use an LLC. So if you ever find yourself in that position again, you're protecting your assets.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your advice, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, take care. Okay, so folks, you can find his website at zerodebtguaranteed.com, zerodebtguaranteed.com. And I hope you do visit it, and I hope you do enroll in his program, because this is invaluable information that I think he's providing here, that I know he's providing here. And fortunate or not, I don't have to implement these skills, but they will come in handy regardless if you're dealing with this actively now as we speak. I want to talk to one last caller here, Gary, before we run out of time. Paul, rather, before we run out of time. And his name, the caller's name is Gary. A little bit of a switcheroo there. Gary, what's up?
How you doing, Bob? Gary from Pittsburgh. I had a couple questions for Paul. If he's familiar with common law liens or common law trusts?
Somewhat. They're not readily recognized, but they can work. I know some people that have common law trusts and are doing fine with.
Yeah, I have a piece of property up here that I'm the beneficiary of the trust. my friend down there in Ocala, Hagen, he set it up for me. And he sets up, you know, you can actually put a lien, a common law lien on your own property for various reasons, for just maintaining the property for so many years, $3,000 a year is reasonable. So if you've been at your house for 20 years and you can actually file a common law lien for $3,000 a year for maintaining that property, and if they come after you for any reason, they have to pay that lien first.
Well, you can achieve the same thing with an LLC.
Yeah, I understand it, but there's some other benefits to the common law. I mean, I'm not as familiar with this stuff as you are, obviously, but these common law liens, you know, it doesn't seem like there's a lot to them, and that they're perfectly lawful. And it makes a lot of sense. If I'm in my house for 20 years and I maintain it every year, you know, fix the roof, do this, do that, and a bank or, you know, the county comes and takes it for property taxes, they have to pay me that maintenance lien first.
Well, I'm not sure about that because county taxes take precedent over everything. For example, if you owned a house and you say you had a mortgage balance on it and your tax payment was not included with the mortgage payment and you didn't pay your taxes for the past 3 years, the county will sell your property, and the person buying the tax lien or the tax deed certificate winds up with your house if you don't redeem it after the redemption period.
Yeah.
And it wipes out the mortgage as far as, you know, that person is concerned, but the mortgage company will come after you as a deficiency.
Well, so in the end, you really never own your property or anything.
No, actually, you don't own your property because try not paying your taxes and see what happens.
Yeah, I learned that from Larkin Rose, yeah, a long time ago. But listen, thanks, Paul. You're doing a good job. I hope you get some response from this. I'm going to definitely check out your ebook. And Bob,
okay, thank you very much. And you can call. You can call the 800 number. 1-800-477-4256.
I have a New Mexico LLC that I never took advantage of.
New Mexico is excellent. As a matter of fact, yeah. We do recommend New Mexico. It's very inexpensive, it's flexible, and it's anonymous.
Right. I got it through some kind of Bitcoin promotion, and I never took advantage of it. I've got, you know, too many things on my plate, but I'm going to have to look into that.
Well, our program has that information in the incorporation module. We do steer you to the New Mexico LLC, and the out-of-pocket cost for that is only $149.
Right. Oh, okay, well, that's cool. Well, asset protection is what it's all about, you know. Of course,
right, Harry, thank you, man.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
God bless.
Take care.
I just wanted to mention real quickly, the important thing is the operating agreement. That's the teeth of the whole operation. And a correctly crafted operating agreement will gain you the protection you need.
Absolutely. Paul Victor, ladies and gentlemen, get in touch with him. His website, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.